Parashat Tetzaveh, written by Dr. Eitan Fishbane. Written on the heart. The mitzvot are a path of spiritual practice, cultivation of religious awareness that may open us to the mystery and urgency of the divine voice. Not only legal obligation, mitzvah is a moment of encounter with the ever-renewing divine presence as it reverberates through the generations of the Jewish people. As the Hasidic masters have taught, every person is a living Torah, an embodiment of the word and light of God. According to ancient rabbinic midrash, it was through the Torah that God created the world, and later mystics adapted this idea to suggest that the Torah is the very energy and life force of divinity as it fills the world and the human self. Each person is imbued with the divine spirit of Torah. The words that we speak and the actions we undertake are all manifestations of God, mitzvot in motion. We stand here this week just a short distance from the grand revelation of Sinai. We have heard the legislations of Parashat Mishpatim, the detailed mapping of individual and communal life. In Parashat Tetzaveh, as could be said in different ways about Parashat Terumah, the Torah is taken into the heart of each individual Jew. The mitzvot received as a people through divine revelation are now absorbed into the depths of the human self in all its singularity and preciousness. At a literal level, our parashah begins with the imperative to construct the forms of priestly service with precision, to fashion the devotional trappings of the Ohel Moed, tent of meeting. V'atah tetzaveh et b'nei Yisrael, v'ikchu elecha shemen zayit zach ketit ma'or, lahalot ner tamid. You shall instruct the Israelites to bring you clear oil of beaten olives for lighting, for kindling lamps regularly. But read figuratively through the lens of spiritual direction, this opening verse seeks to cultivate the growth of the individual person into a living embodiment of mitzvah, a vessel for the divine light. Such is the teaching found in a playful and bold reading by the Sfat Emet, the late 19th century Hasidic master, Rabbi Yehuda Lieb Alter of Ger. The statement, Atah tetzaveh et b'nei Yisrael, you shall instruct the Israelites, may be read as the transformation of the people, each of them, into a living mitzvah. Make them, the people of Israel, into mitzvot in the world. Tetzaveh et b'nei Yisrael. Guide each Jew towards the embodiment and ensoulment of the mitzvot. Help them become mitzvot themselves. What does this mean? How does a person become a living mitzvah? Perhaps it is in those moments of greater spiritual awareness, the affirmation of the pervasive presence of the sacred in the world. Or perhaps it is in a posture of love and compassion towards the others that we encounter on a daily basis. When we become mitzvot in this way, we contribute meaningfully to the building of the sacred lighting, ma'or, mentioned in this opening verse, the luminous presence of God in our world. That is the dramatic act of l'halot ner tamid, raising up the eternal flame of divine wonder and mystery. We bring light into the world when we become instruments of the ahava rabbah of divinity, the great and unending love that God sends into our hearts through the mitzvah of chesed, kindness and compassion towards our fellow human beings. Not just to our family, friends and intimate partners, but to all who cry out to us, whether that cry be audible or silent. This, I suggest, is how we might read another striking verse from our parasha, lines that depict the ornate and dramatic features of the priestly service bestowed upon Aaron. V'nasa Aharon et shemot b'nei Yisrael b'choshen ha-mishpat al libo b'vo'o el ha-kodesh l'zikaron lifnei Hashem tamid. Aaron shall carry the names of the children of Israel on the breastplate of mishpat, judgment, over his heart when he enters the sanctuary. B'vo'o el ha-kodesh, for remembrance, l'zikaron, before the Lord always. In its original biblical context, this ritual practice is both evocative and mysterious. Aaron, the priest, is called upon to bring the people with him, symbolically, into the sacred zone. His task is to carry them upon his heart, so that when he approaches God, he fully represents the people. Applying a figurative spiritual reading to this already rich devotional ritual, let us interpret Aaron here as a model for our own individual journey to the sacred, our cultivation of a spiritual practice infused with the moral urgency of chesed and mishpat, kindness or compassion and justice. We must hold that marker of justice and goodness on our hearts always. The choshen mishpat, the breastplate of judgment, perhaps the breastplate of justice, should be kept close, and the names of the children of Israel, or far better, of all the people who suffer and need our love and compassion, should be symbolically inscribed upon our hearts. We must carry that vision of justice and love whenever we seek to approach the sacred, Bevo'o El HaKodesh. Remember them to God, Lezikaron Lifnei Hashem Tamid. Always hold the pain of others in your mind as you approach the holy, for human goodness and love must never be removed from spiritual practice. That remembering, that zikaron, brings us before God, Lifnei Hashem, to become aware of the brokenness and to seek its redemption. If you've enjoyed this commentary, please go to learn.jtsa.edu for more Torah from JTS.